327 is calling. Stop. It's recording. 327 is singing now.
Testing 1-2, testing 1-2, 2:38 p.m. on June 25th, and I'm back at the nest of the other pair of crossbills, and I'm just sitting and waiting to see what happens. Stop.
Start recording. It's 3:28 p.m., and I thought I saw a bird fly off that nest, but it didn't look like a crossbill. But now, right now, I'm hearing a crossbill singing in the trees nearby. Stop. Recording. I'm not sure, but I think that could have been 327 who I put over here in a cage. Stop. 4:14 p.m. and I definitely hear crossbill calls coming now from the north of where I'm sitting. Start recording. That's a crossbill there that I saw or heard. It's a female. She's going over to where 327 is. Stop. This is bird 327. And he's in a cage down on the ground, and I don't know where the wild female went. Stop. This is 327. I think that wild female is nearby somewhere. Stop. Pointed at 327. It's 4:21. And I heard that wild female fly down to the south. I'm not sure if she's long gone or if she's still hanging around here. Stop. 4:22, that female's still here. Calling softly there. There it's 327. 327.
Stop.
So recording that female crossbill came down, silently approached 327, that's 4:38 p.m. now. And she's looking at him in the cage, but only issued one chitter note on approach. And now everything's quiet. Stop. This female's still down on the ground, 4:39, and meanwhile 327's eating from his dish. And she's graveling, and she's got a right-crossing bill. Stop. It's 4:45, and that female still down on the ground in the shade with bird 327, circling around his cage. And all's quiet. Stop. Recording, I wasn't sure, but I thought I heard another crossbill up to the north, near where the old nest was, singing a very light song. And then the new bird here, the female, gave some flight calls, two flight calls in response, I think in response, but it is quiet now and is still here. It's 4:47, she's still down by 327. Stop. Sorry for the female was giving some very soft flight calls. She's now sitting on top of 327's cage. It's 4:48 p.m. Now she's climbing his cage. It's 4:49, and nothing else. Just looking around, trying to get at him. Stop. So recording, that female flew up to a nearby branch. And it's 4:50 now. And she came back. Stop. Start recording, that female's calling softly from the top of 327's cage. And it's 4:53 p.m. Looks like she's trying to get at his water. And there she flew up to a ponderosa pine across the road. And she's up there calling right now. Stop. 4:55 p.m. That female came back to 327. Now she's perched about 2 feet away. There she flew up to a tree again. She's calling, and there's another wild crossbill coming in. That was 327. And that female's perched here, as is a new bird, who I haven't seen yet. That's the first female here is chittering and looking down at 327. That's Three, two, seven, and the female. And that was a pair of crossbills that was here. And I just saw them fly to the north. And that's the wild bird. She's still here, and that pair, I think, took off. And nope, she just came back and sat on 327's cage. I think that's 327 calling there. Yeah, 327. Yeah. Sorry, calling that female took off again. It's 4:57, and she's just sitting on a branch. Stop. It's 5:00. That female came back down. And now she's on a branch just above him, calling. I could easily take her for a specimen. And that's 327 calling. And the female took off. It flew a long distance away, and I hear crossbills nearby. Stop. Start recording 6:26 p.m. And I put 327 back by the net. And that was an hour ago. And while I was doing that, I think I discovered that the pair of birds that I actually caught were not the nesters, because I saw begging and feeding occur on the nest by another pair. So I was gone for an hour, and now there's a pair of birds at the net. The male's caught, and the female seems to be aware of the net and won't be caught very easily. Stop. So recording, the male escaped as I was releasing him, and he's perched now up in the nest tree on a branch, and he's silent. Stop. Recording. The female that was captured looks like she has a brood patch, and she's got a right crossing bill, and she feels heavy. But I put her in the cage with 327 for now. Stop. 6:38 p.m. 327 occasionally gives flight calls, and pointed at the cage that he and the female are in. Nothing. Stop. 7:01. The male is up in the trees here, and he's not vocalizing, and 327 occasionally gives a few flight calls and fight calls in the cage. Stop. So recording. The male's moving around now. Pointed up at the male. And there's fighting in the cage. Stop. Start recording the male. pointing at the male. I used some playbacks to get him to come back. So recording, I used playbacks again to get him to come back. And he's perched above me now in the trees. I don't see him though. Oh yeah, I see him now. He's fluttering around up there. No, that's not him. That's a chickadee. I don't see the male. He's calling though. This is the male. And 327 is responding. Stop. So recording, that wild male's giving song now. Wild male song. It's 7:12 p.m. Recording. It's 7:16 and 327's just giving calls. This is 327. Stop. That's 327.